Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week we have been talking about the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival, which is taking place on a Saturday at the fairgrounds there on M65 in Hale. And today, joining us to talk about an event, if you've got a brochure, it's not on there, so this is a bonus event that's taking place. Joining us, Carol Upton. How are you today, Carol?
Good morning, Kevin. Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, we're looking forward to a great day. And, you know, you look at the brochure and there's all kinds of things on there. I don't know how we can squeeze more in, but you're going to do that, aren't you?
There's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. Well, you've got an event going on called Art for a Cause. Give us some details on what that's going to be about, Carol.
Well, there's two artists that we have in the community. One is Teresa Muley. Her husband is the preacher at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Hale.
Right, yeah.
And then the other lady, her name is Kim Dyer Caffrey, and they are going to paint on antique pieces of furniture. Now, Kim has a chest, like a treasure chest, per se.
Okay.
And she'll be painting one of Bruce Bernard's photographs onto that treasure chest.
Right.
And if anybody knows Bruce's photos...
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful.
They are. You're right.
And then Kim will be Teresa will be painting one of my photos onto an antique tabletop.
I see. All right. Now, they're going to do that. They'll be doing that painting during the day on Saturday, right?
Yes, they'll be doing that from 11 to 3, so you can see the artists at work at the Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Okay, so they'll be doing the work for those 4 hours, roughly from 11 to 3, and then the two pieces get auctioned off, right?
Yes, they will be auctioned off at the wine tasting during the evening, starting at 7 o'clock, and each one of those pieces have a particular cause that they will be donating their monies towards.
Okay, now do we know what those two causes are?
Yes.
Okay.
Teresa Muley's will be going towards the 4-H children and to help them build a barn for their displaying of their animals and whatnot.
Very nice.
And then Kim's piece will be going towards the Hale Area Fish.
Oh, yeah. Great organization.
Oh, they donate. They are so,
yes.
They so help so many people.
Now, that will be auctioned off during the wine tasting and the Taste of Hale, which goes on Saturday night at 7. Okay. Now, they'll have to get their tickets for that, though. They'll have to be going to the wine tasting and Taste of Hale in order to be part of the auction then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and those tickets are available at Kathy Jane's.
All right. So get those at Kathy Jane's. You're going to want to go to that anyway, to the wine tasting and a Taste of Hale. You're going to want to taste some great area wines and some great local food. But a bonus, you'll get to bid on some great pieces of furniture with hand-painted pictures on them. That's a wonderful, not only conversation piece, but a collector's item, too, then.
Well, yes, and we're trying to marriage that up with Mark Moran being there from the Antique Roadshow, the appraiser. He'll be, you know, at our Hot Air Balloon Festival, so we're kind of marrying these things together with the antique furniture.
Indeed. We talked to Mark about what he's going to be doing out there. Yep, he's out there Saturday from about 11 to 5. He's got a full day, and then there's a antique and collectible sale, and then the antique and classic car show and the snowmobile exhibit. So there's a lot going on that deals with the past, and this is just going to add another flavor to that, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we're just very excited to see everything come together. There's just so many new facets this year. We're just really excited about everything and how it's come together, and it's just going to start Friday night, and it's just going to continue all the way through Saturday.
Exactly. Now, Carol, where will they be doing? I know it's at the fairgrounds, but is there a certain location they'll be able to come see the two artists doing those paintings?
They'll be doing that, I believe, in the Sampson Building. They'll be painting those.
All right.
That I have to confirm, but I believe that's where they're at. And
then,
you know, the other places, they're going to be using the Community Commerce Center there, or Commerce Community Center. And, so there's a lot of areas that are going to be utilized this year as well.
Oh, there's all kinds of things going on all day at the Iosco County Fairgrounds on Saturday. And, again, for more information, you can visit their website, haleyes.org. But otherwise, yeah, keep listening in and check out our website because we have connections to it, too. But this should be a great event, Art for a Cause. And there'll be two local artists. Now, again, who are the two local artists?
One is Teresa Muley, and the other one is Kim Dyer Caffrey.
All right, very good. And they'll be painting some great original photos onto a couple of pieces of antique furniture and then auctioning it off at the Wine Tasting and Taste of Hale Saturday night at 7 p.m. And that is at the Plainfield Township Hall there on M65 in Hale. And Carol, I would imagine you were the coordinator for this event then.
I would love to take credit.
Okay, you can't, though. All right.
No, I cannot. But we will give that to Miss Kathy Allward.
Very nice. All right. But you are the spokesperson. We can give you credit for that, for this.
Yes, that okay. That we can do.
Very nice. Well, Carol Upton, thank you for joining us and giving us yet one more facet of the Hale Yes Hot Air Balloon Fest, which is coming up this Saturday here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin, and you have a wonderful day.